News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has raised the possibility of holiday travel within Europe later in the summer if the risks associated with COVID-19 are low enough. Will the travel industry survive till then? I'm delighted to be joined by Eoin Corrie. He's the editor of Air and Travel magazine, and indeed Pat Byrne, the founder and chair of CityJet. Pat, we might start with you. Firstly, commiserations on the game yesterday. I know your son was playing, so we'll move off that. But tell us, do you feel that the airline industry has been abandoned?
I do, Bobby, yeah, and thanks for the commiserations. We're a bit depressed.
Yeah, I know. It's grim, but sure, we have to keep the heads up, Pat.
We do.
Yeah.
No, I think that the aviation sector in this country has been very important to the development of Ireland, and especially our place in the EU, and attracting foreign inward investment as well as a good access point to the EU. But I think that the treatment by government of the aviation sector has been absolutely incredibly poor. And we really have become an absolute outlier and almost like a marooned raft in the Atlantic at this stage. There's been a devastating silence, I think, to appoint a minister for transport who doesn't have any particular interest in aviation was a particular blow. We never hear from him. We never hear anything positive coming. Task force was set up in July, aviation sector task force last year. Nothing happened with it. Nothing was listened to. I think that there's been an incredibly negative attitude towards the aviation sector, and I think that we've been taken completely for granted, and we've been treated as if we're a tap that we can be turned off and then turned on again at will, and that's simply not the case.
So
I think it's been very, very poor.
Okay, well, stand by, because I want to just bring in Eoin Corrie here, editor of Air and Travel. Eoin, I was reading in the Mail yesterday, you were quite optimistic about basically that the key is aviation and airlines such as Aer Lingus and Ryanair have held their nerve, you say. Basically, we have all the routes that we had last year. We just need to switch them on.
Pretty much, but to raise Pat's marooned raft analogy, we are behaving a lot differently to other economies across Europe. Looking across Europe, Eamon Brennan, the brother of Seamus Brennan, he runs the Eurocontrol, who are the air traffic control systems for 40 countries. His data shows that European aviation is down by 65%. That's a horror story. But Ireland has decided to depress it a little bit further, to dig a little bit deeper into the trench. We're down by 85%. That said, the aviation industry has held its shape. It's kept the schedules in place. The temptation was there for airlines like Aer Lingus, which is run by a Spanish company, and Ryanair, which is spread across more than 30 countries. Ireland is only less than 10% of its business, to move the assets off the island. Neither have done it's very easy to use move an aircraft. You can't move a hotel. Neither of them have done it. What they've done is they postponed that summer schedule, but the summer schedule and the frequencies are still in place. And a big surprise, we have four new routes, which we didn't have in 2019 planned. The start date has been postponed, but it's all there for when the green light goes on.
Pat, have we any sort of reasons to be optimistic here? You know, when we look forward now, surely we'll have to get in step with Europe, or we'll be told to get in step with Europe. It seems crazy, as you say, that we're such an outlier. The mandatory quarantining looks like it's going to come to an end. Again, I'm trying to be positive here.
No, I appreciate you trying to be positive, but I don't trust the government on this one. The fact that we have become such an outlier with them, and the hotel quarantining, especially for people coming from other European EU countries, has been nothing short of shocking. And also, I don't have confidence that we are going to implement the travel certificate that's been developed in the EU or for adoption across the EU. Each country is going to be given 6 weeks to implement. I would be nervous that we will run down the clock or play down the clock, to use a sporting analogy. and erode further the available season that we have ahead of us. So I'm not confident that we're going to do what we should be doing, and I think that the lack of a certain signposting, it's all we might and we may, and we have to wait and see. People need certainty. People need to be given dates and need to be told so that they can plan.
Yeah, yeah. Owen, just in relation to that travel certificate, there's, as I understand it, three parts to it. A person showing proof they've been vaccinated, proof of a negative PCR, or that they've had a registered COVID in the last number of months. How workable do you think all that is?
It's quite surprising how quickly and how workable it's proven, and some of the airlines, including Ryanair, have adopted their app to put in details of testing. Aviation industry invested very heavily to get themselves ready for anything that will help people move. And the European Commission moved, nothing moves quickly in the European Commission, but this moved quickly. It's got through the Parliament last week. As Pat pointed out, the member states, all 27 of them, will now go away and scratch their heads. That we will see great enthusiasm from Southern Europe, but it does appear that Ireland will be one of the slower ones to move on this. And the reason is, somebody elected Twitter Taoiseach when we weren't looking. We have a government where everybody's looking over each other's shoulders. We have a very conservative Neffet and a very very nervous government. And the analogy with the interstate government in 1948, who sold off Aer Lingus's transatlantic fleet because they didn't think connecting with the world was a good idea. It took 10 years to get the economy back on track, is not lost on wow. certain people.
Well, let's not go back there. My God. Okay. Well, look, it's an area that I'm deeply interested in. It's an area of immense frustration, and I can hear the frustration echoed there by Pat Byrne. But thank you for analysis of where we are now. Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, and Pat Byrne, founders and chair of CityJet. And again, Leinster will be back next year, Pat.
We certainly will.
Okay, thanks for that. We'll be doing the sport after this quick break.